President Bush wants Congress to pass a new version of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Amendments Act, FISA, which contains some post-9/11 provisions allowing warrantless wiretapping of suspected terrorists and immunity for telecom companies from lawsuits helping the government to do that eavesdropping. The current bill is set to expire by this weekend.
Congress has had over 6 months to discuss and deliberate. Time for debate is over. I will not accept any temporary extension.
That's the president. Now, the Senate has a version of the bill that Mr. Bush likes. The House has its own version without that immunity part, and, well, congressmen wanted 3 more weeks to discuss it, but that isn't going to happen. Not enough votes to extend the discussion. Are you still with me? Hello out there? No? Okay. Jacob, hit the music. Sounds like time for another edition of BPP's Make Me Care, where we talk about news that's important, but, you know. Up for the challenge, Ryan Single, a Wired.com blogger who is following the FISA story. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Sure. Before we get to the festivities, let me ask you one question. Now, this proposed bill still allows eavesdropping on enemy targets without a court order, other than immunity from telecom companies. What's new about the bill?
The House version differs from the Senate version in how the government is allowed to wiretap inside the United States without getting court approval. The House bill puts much sharper limits on what the U.S.'s spies can do inside America, as opposed to the Senate version, which largely gives the government a free hand to spy inside the United States when they're trying to track foreign intelligence.
Okay, Ryan, here are the ground rules. We're putting 60 seconds on the Make Me Care clock. When you hear that loud ticking, you have only 10 seconds left to make your case. You'll hear a time's up bell. Going for the win, Ryan, when it comes to everyday non-terrorism supporting Americans, why should we care about whether or not Congress extends the U.S. government's ability to wiretap suspected terrorists without a warrant from a FISA court? Make me care. Go.
There are two reasons, two important things in this bill that Americans should care about. First, the Senate bill would give the government an ability to wiretap inside the United States without warrants in a way that would let them basically get every email that goes to or from a foreigner. Essentially, that is the architecture that looks like a police state. It would be, even if the government is just going after terrorists, it's still kind of you're relying on the goodwill of men rather than laws to protect you. Secondly, amnesty, the telecoms, your phone company's job is to carry your phone call from one place to another. Their job is not to be an extension of the federal government. And essentially, they violated what long 30 years of federal law in secret for 5 years after 9/11.
All right, let you finish the and. Go for it.
And the folks who want to have their day in court should have their day in court.
There are 40 such civil lawsuits that have been filed against AT&T, Verizon, Sprint, Nextel for violating privacy rights. I mean, if those suits go forward, would the government have to disclose details of the surveillance program?
The judge that's handling it, who is a judge that was appointed by our current president's father, has been very good at finding a way to let the lawsuits continue without revealing secrets from the government. And so far, the courts have been innovative, but not making the government reveal, here's exactly how we wiretap.
All right. So you've said one of the reasons we should care is because of the telecoms giving information and, as you said, violating a certain law, 30-year-old law. The second you mentioned was email. That's what perked up my ears. So what goes on with my email if I decide to email somebody, a friend in Abu Dhabi?
Yeah. Essentially, the Senate version of the bill would let the government spies go to, let's say, Google and say, we want to see every email that involves a foreigner, and that would be legal. And even if that you're on the other end of that email, that would be fine for the government to get. And the worrisome thing about that for kind of everyday Americans is, you're going to end up, your communications are going to get stuck someplace, and you could, if the person you email for some reason, or the websites you look at, if that information somehow is two steps away from a bad guy, you know, maybe you email someone who, for business, who on the side, their job is, you know, they decide they want to give money to a Palestinian organization, and that organization supports terrorism, then you're just two steps away. And maybe the next time you fly through the airport, you try to fly overseas, your name pops up on a terrorist watch list.
Now, what happens?
That's a kind of Kafka-esque scenario.
Gotcha. What happens if the temporary surveillance law expires this weekend?
Essentially nothing. The old framework, which required the, it's another 30-year-old framework, which requires the government to get a court order when they want to spy inside the United States, that's still in effect. What expires is this temporary law from the summer, which gave the administration wide powers to wiretap inside the United States, whatever, you know, without having specific targets in mind. But anything they started this summer, that continues on for another year.
Ryan Singel is a blogger for Wired.com. Hey, Ryan, thanks for making us care.
Hey, thanks for coming, having me on.
What'd you think, Rachel? Did you dive in there? Were you mentally in? Did you care?
I learned some things.
The email thing
gets me. Like, not that I am two steps away from bad guys, but you never know. I don't know. That's a little freaky. Hey, stay with us. Why? Because we're going to have this really interesting interview about this play and book and movement, really. It's called Mortified, and it's about exposing teenage love lives. And there's all kinds of stuff in there. Some of it's mortifying. Some of it's sweet. Stay with us. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.